more Mem Ches, which is very familiar to us, says the Shir Shal Yom for Monday. Would have been nice if it worked out on a Monday, but so it shall be. We all live in a world of marketing. Sometimes marketing is good. Sometimes marketing is what they call spin, which is a euphemism for things that aren't exactly the way that they are claiming them to be. I've mentioned this many times in the past, but when I was growing up, if you talked about a brand, so you wouldn't say Danny Chazen's brand. You might say Danny Chazen's favorite brand of cereal or ketchup or mayonnaise, as the case may be. Now, if you said Danny Chazen's brand, what you'd have in mind is, you know, the combination of his social media presence plus, you know, the various marketing consultants that are directing all of his public interactions. So not everything in life, and this has always been true, is as advertised, and especially today when there's a conscious effort to present things in a very different way. So then reality would be the gap between appearance and reality is no longer just a fact of life, but it's sort of a deliberate construction. So this mizmor, which is all about the Asid Lavo, when we'll return to Yerushalayim and it will be the source of just incredible joy, Shir Mizmor the Nekorach Gadol Adonai Mulam Ma'od Bi'ur Eloheinu Har Kodesh. So the return of Zion will feature this exalted moment of recognizing the grandeur of God, Yifei Nof Misos Kol Haaretz. It'll bring joy to the entire world and all of its inhabitants. Har Tzion Yarkisei Safon Kiryas Melech Rav. It is after the city, it is the capital city of the great king. Elohim Be'arben Oseha Noda L'Miskav. God in his palace who becomes a fortress. And then the entire world, you know, kings from all over, right? The notion of, our notion of Achres Hayamim is really a universal recognition of God's reality and God's unity. Ki malach chol aretz deyas Hashem kamayim hayam mechasim. The Navi Yirmiyahu says that just as the waters fill the ocean, so too knowledge of God shall fill the entire land. Ki beisi beis tefila yikarei l'chol hamim. It will have an impact on the entire world. So ki nei hamlachim noadu avru yachdav himaro kein tamo. They'll be astonished at what they see. Nivalu nechpazu ra'ada achazasam sham. They'll tremble. Chil kayoleda, like a woman who's giving birth. But as far as we're concerned, none of this will come as a surprise to us, because unlike all of the marketing and the branding that's out there today, right, kasher shamanu kein ra'inu, our Nevi'im prepared us for this. Everything that we will see on that day will be exactly as advertised. Bir Hashem tzvako, spir elokeinu, elokim yichonenea adolam sela. We won't be surprised by anything we see. Right now, the pasuk says, "Diminu elokim chazdacha b'erev echalacha." We can only imagine what that will be like, you know, based on the prophetic visions that have been shared with us throughout the generations. But when we get there, says the mizmor, "Kishimcha elokim kein tilasacha." Exactly as you were presented, as advertised, so shall be in actuality your real life praise at that time. So the medrash, I thought I would conclude with this. This is in the Yalkut Shimoni. You know, puts it in very exquisite language. Melech Basar Vadam Nichnas LaMedina. You have a human king, some important person today. You would say a celebrity. You know, and he goes to a place. V'hein Mekalsin Ososhi Gibor. You know, and they talk about how courageous he is. V'hein Malach Halash, but he's really a coward. Shehu Noah, right? That he's really, you know, he's GQ's Man of the Year. Handsomest man in the world, and it turns out it's all airbrushing. Ve'enu alachiyur shehu rachaman. He's some great humanitarian, but it turns out that he's actually anything but that. That too is an image that's been created for him by the marketers. Shehu rachaman ve'enu alachzari. Aval kadosh baruch hu yoser mikiluso. When it comes to God, God transcends even that which has been portrayed. And so here we see the gap between, you know, the way that human beings like to present themselves and especially today when there's a culture of this kind of branding, as it's referred to. And then, of course, the Melech Malche Amlachem, who surpasses any praise and about whom we say, L'cha Dumia Tehila, the only sufficient form of praise is to stand in reverent silence. Wish everybody a wonderful day.